I don't know what part of the song we're in. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
This has been a long time coming.
It has been.
If you've been listening along on the Scheiss podcast, you'll notice that the outro when we do This Week at the Movies always says, we're working on something else, and just stuck with us until we figure that out. And we figured it out, and it's still been a process to get to the point where now we have like a full concept, a full sort of schedule and plan and a guideline in the blizzard to get us from point A to point B. So this is the trailer episode for Hers, His, and Ours. If you're going to look it up on social media, I would recommend that you definitely, it's easy to remember because it's all three H's. Hers, His, and Ours. Not Ours with an O. If you look for that, you're going to see a dick. I learned the hard way when I was trying to craft our socials for the show. I was like, that is an erect penis. So, I mean, if you want to look at that, that's fine. Then go look at that. But
that's not what this show is for, though.
No. This is our show about television.
Finally.
I know you've been wanting this. And, you know, when we first envisioned the show, it was like, okay, well, we do the movie thing on the Scheiss podcast. And so, you know, that was kind of the starting trajectory of like, oh, we should do our own show based on the movies that we're watching and like pick movies and do things that way. And it just didn't seem to want to line up in the way that I would have hoped. And it's through no fault of yours or of mine. Just I talk movies on that show, and that's kind of become what that show is all the time, for lack of me setting up other things. And then I have, of course, Bad Movies We Love, which has become like not the flagship show, but the most popular show that I do. And then there's a bunch of other shows where it's either I'm guesting or I'm talking about movies. So it's always like movies. And you're a huge TV show fan. And that was always sort of not the sticking point, but where our interest in sort of media separates. It's not like you don't like movies. It's not like I don't like TV shows. But left to our own devices, you would be watching TV shows and I'd be watching movies. So this was a way for us to work on something together where sort of like the focus and the intent was going to be in your hands.
Yeah, I think for me with the TV shows especially, because growing up it was pre-streaming, right? So it was a big deal to wait for your favorite TV show episode every week. So it was exciting where I love movies, but it's like one and done for the most part. And now in the binge world, I love them even more because I could sit for, you know, 3 to 5 hours straight binging a TV show back to back. But a 3-hour movie feels very difficult to sit through. If that, it doesn't make sense, I'm sure, to you. But for me, it's like I feel like I'm making so much more progress watching potentially 5 or 6 episodes of a TV show in that same period of time versus just one movie. And I like the episodic feature, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we were growing up, and probably just like right leading up into the time that we were growing up, like TV was a wasteland where, not a wasteland, but it was sort of regarded as the wasteland for actors, in that if you were on TV, if you're a TV actor, that means like you're not a star. Like it was people that were sort of like washed up. So sort of thinking of like Dancing with the Stars or The Masked Singer, it was like that was sort of TV. People that are past their prime and that are now sort of like second tier celebrities. And Clint Eastwood was one of the first people to make that transition from being a TV star to a movie star. And now we're seeing, because of the options with streaming and the availability of so many different avenues to tell stories, that it is easier for A-list talent to now end up on television, whether it be like limited series, whether it be like sort of full-time TV series. And it's not that I don't like TV shows. I've always enjoyed TV shows, but I don't watch that many of them. And I think it's sort of the opposite of you in that way, because
where I watch all of them.
No, just that what you like from a TV show, like the fact that it's bingeable, that like you can get so much out of it. I am very much like, if a TV show doesn't like put its best foot forward in the first episode, like I'm done with that show. One of my new accidental pastimes was watching three episodes of a show and then realizing in the third episode, I'm like, this is boring and I'm done, and just stopping. And that's happened with like a bunch of shows recently. So for me, it's not that I don't like TV shows. It's that movies are like, have a beginning, middle, and an end, and that's always defined. TV shows are very amorphous in that way, where is it going to continue for another season? You know, like, you hate the fact that shows leave off on cliffhangers. And
true.
I don't like that either, but I just, I'm like, well, I'm just not going to watch any of that. But like, so we'll get into it, I think, more as we get into the rest of this show, because we're also going to do like This Week on the Couch. So that's a kind of a counterpoint show to what we do on the Scheiss podcast, where we'll talk about sort of the current shows we're watching. Like right now we're watching Paradise and some of Severance, and we just caught up with Shrinking, and we'll talk about that kind of stuff too. But the main focus of the show is going to be legacy TV, might be a strong word, but the idea that we're going back and watching shows that have finished their run from beginning to end, and we'll do it three episode drops once a week. So that way it's not like, oh, this show's got 100 episodes and we're going to be stretching that out over 100 weeks, because we'd probably get bored and not even finish the first show that we take on.
Yeah, and I think legacy is a good word to use, though, because I think it resorts back to the pre-streaming days, because a lot of these shows, at least that are at the top of my, you know, list or head that I've been talking about really wanting you to watch, were pre-streaming services. Excuse me. And I still watch a handful of network television shows now, but there's also a catch to the bingeable shows too, where it's like, great, I get to watch a whole season in 2 days, and now I have to wait 2 years for the next season, which I hate because they always usually end on a cliffhanger. So the ones that are the weekly episodic style are still my bread and butter in a lot of different ways because of that, you know? And I think, to your point, what you were mentioning earlier, as far as like, we don't know if the season's going to get, or the show will get picked up or not. Back in the day, because we can say that now, that was part of the excitement, I think, around TV shows in general, until they wouldn't bring it back, of course, because I also hated when they didn't give it a proper ending and they just canceled it. But, you know, to be able to kind of now binge it when it was not structured that way when it first aired is also kind of interesting, to be able to see it all at once, because sometimes it would be like, okay, it goes on hiatus for the holidays and it doesn't come back till March, and you're like, what happened? And that, what happened again? I have to rewatch something. And this kind of bridges that gap in a little bit of a different way too. Like, you know, I'm rewatching This Is Us as I listen to the That Was Us podcast, and it's really nice to get to watch that back to back because of all the timeline jumping, where not all shows necessarily are set up that way, but it's still like the overarching storylines, I'm still picking up on things I probably didn't the first time I watched it.
Yeah, it's an interesting model now, in that if you're making something that's going to go straight to streaming and you're going to release it all at once, I would think structurally the show is going to be different, because you know that it's going to be binge watched. And so you don't have to leave the episode with like, oh my God, you have to tune in next time to figure out what is going to happen at the end of this. Like the way they cut Love is Blind in that episode, right?
So annoying.
I know. I hate that about those kind of shows, where it's like, you made me watch this for an hour to like give me no resolution. I will boycott your show as a result of that. So, you know me, I hate unsolved mysteries. Like, they're very interesting, but what are you even talking about if it's not solved? Like, you're just telling me how unsolved it is? Like, get out of here with that.
But they have solved some by, releasing that
Well, then currently, give me the other show that is solved mysteries and okay. I will watch that one.
I get it.
But yeah, it is a very different model of having to go week to week and maintain an audience over the course of 26 episodes throughout a year versus, hey, this is 8, 10, maybe 12, maybe 6 episodes that they're all going to be available at the same time. And some of them are even releasing week to week, but also dropping 3 in the beginning so that like you binge and then you're like, okay, I'm really into it and I'm really waiting forward to next week. So it's a way different TV model than it used to be. And that interview I did with Norman Brokaw or Joel Brokaw on his father, Norman, that I did on the Scheiss podcast, like his book is all about the history of television and really like not knowing what it was going to be and beginning to like build the shape of TV as we know it. So it's going to be interesting to look back on some of these shows. You got first pick.
I did.
So if you're listening to the trailer before actually starting any of the episodes, well, none of them are out, so you don't have a choice right now. But we have watched a couple. We're going to record those and get those out soon, and then we'll drop those in a little 3-episode bundle. So that way it's a little bit more digestible than once a week.
Yeah. And I think, too, with that.
Well, what did you pick? Tell the people what you picked to start with.
I picked Brothers and Sisters.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to start with.
Monster cast. Love Sally Field. It's one of those shows like Parenthood, which is on my list. And really like This Is Us that is, I feel like from a family drama standpoint, there's nothing else like it. Like This Is Us was probably the last show we'll see on network television that pushed a bunch of barriers. And I feel like it started with, you know, Brothers and Sisters and Parenthood. I love Sally Field, like I said. And I thought it would be a show that would be good for you because of the large family dynamic and all the siblings. But I'll save more for the full episode.
Yeah, and, you know, I have some ideas for the show that I will pick to expose you to, and it ain't gonna be Brothers and Sisters.
Okay. I'm worried.
Yeah. Well, I watched a lot of prestige cable shows growing up. Well, you were not allowed to watch those, so we're gonna be sort of going back and forth. I think it would be fun to do Psych also, which we both love, and we could do an entire Psych theme. And they also have the movies, but I don't know, maybe fold those in, maybe not. So we've got a lot of work cut out for us. I think there's over 100 episodes of Brothers and Sisters, right?
I think so. 6 or 7 seasons, I think. And it's crazy because you don't see the like 26, 28 episode season shows anymore.
Thank God.
No.
Thank God.
Even the network shows that are still on, they take very long breaks. And I think the changes in the industry that have been so drastic have a lot to do with that. But, you know, I'm still here for it.
Where's Dr. Odyssey?
It starts this week.
Sweet.
Thursdays are still Grey's Anatomy nights, you know.
From here to the end of time, it's Grey's Anatomy forever.
Yeah. You know, when it used to be the Shondaland night where it was Grey's, Station 19 and Scandal, or How to Get Away with Murder, like that was great. So similar to childhood, remember TGIF was a big deal when it was like Full House and Family Matters and Step by Step.
Yeah, well, that model was based on like what we want you to do is to turn on our channel and to not turn it off. We want you to start watching during primetime and then we carry you all the way through the evening news and then you're done. So that was the competition between networks at the time, was to like have that best lineup during the primetime lineup and who's going to have what shows against what shows. Like, you know, so all that is way strategically different now. And so we don't have to sort of consider those same things. And, you know, Netflix can just say like, oh, this is the number one show on Netflix, but they don't show us numbers or rankings or anything. So they can elevate whatever they want and fake whatever they want and continue to charge us more money.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I think a lot of the streaming services have really solid
They do
original series, especially Apple TV. And I actually respect Apple TV the way they do it, because they do it weekly and make it an episodic type of format.
Bringing the TV back to TV.
Yeah. And I mean, the shows are solid. I was obsessed with Shrinking. I'm glad we weren't watching that in real time because we could binge two seasons at once. But now I want more and I have to wait like everyone else.
Yeah. Back in line we go. To be portioned out piecemeal. But like I said, we're doing old shows. So they're over. We can watch those at our leisure. And we'll find out what's in store for us. I wouldn't know because I don't watch TV.
Well, I do.
Yeah. I think that's a good enough place to end it.
Okay.
We'll have fun with this. We'll take on some interesting stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right.
All right, well, the next time you'll be hearing from us will be season one, episode one of Brothers and Sisters.
Wow. It's finally happening.
Unless you're listening to this trailer several years down the line of us doing this show and you're going to skip over Brothers and Sisters and pick something else, which is totally fine. So you may be listening to us for the first time doing Last Week on the Couch or whatever the hell that show is going to be called.
Okay.
Cool. Well, take care, and hopefully you'll jump onto this journey with us and
watch some TV.
Yeah. If you're a big Brothers and Sisters fan, this will be a fun way to do it.
Yeah. I think this is a show that I'm not aware of that has not had a rewatch podcast on.
Yeah. So we might be
interesting.
We're the first. Maybe there's a reason for that. We'll see.
Rude.
We'll see. I don't know. I'm only three episodes in, so. Remains to be seen.
Okay.
All right. Take care, everybody. See you soon.
Watch some TV.
Yeah, watch Brothers and Sisters. Come join us. All right. Peace.